If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, August 21st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. There are two new streaming services for sports fans. Disney and Fox are making their cable networks offerings available for a monthly subscription for the first time. The new Disney streaming service, which is called ESPN, costs about $30 a month. Meanwhile, Fox One, which includes Fox News, sports, and entertainment content, costs about $20 a month. Each offers fans a fresh way to watch events from NBA games to the NFL that long required a cable bundle or a live TV service such as YouTube TV or Fubo. Fox and Wall Street Journal parent News Corp share common ownership. Adding to the growing landscape of sports streaming, we exclusively report that NBC Universal is in advanced talks with Major League Baseball to carry games on NBC and the Peacock streaming service. The deal would be a three-year pact approaching $600 million. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Netflix is also close to a deal with MLB to stream the Home Run Derby through 2028 for more than $35 million a year, per other people familiar with the matter. Sources say deals between MLB and the media companies haven't been finalized. Finally, the U.S.'s top auto safety regulator is investigating Tesla over delays in submitting crash reports that involve automated driving systems. Automakers are required to submit a report tied to advanced driver assistance systems within 1 or 5 days of learning about the incidents. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in a filing published today that Tesla has taken months to submit those reports. According to the filing, Tesla has said the delays were due to an issue with the company's data collection and that it had been fixed. But NHTSA opened the probe to evaluate the cause of the delays. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.